Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's see here. I think we got it. Let me see here. We're going live, guys. I gotta fix some shit before we go live. Gotta add all my cake ass buttons and stuff. Oh, there you go. The girls are dancing. Gotta put my tech. Y'all see, I'm doing everything live real quick. Give me a second. There you go, putting everything together bit by bit. If y'all watching me live, move my camera over there. Bam, box, box. Add one more box and we ready to go. Yeah, this other box where y'all call in at. I'm the motherfucking Dean. What's up, everybody? Just want to make sure we are live and make sure we have everything going so we can do a quick show for you, because I promised you a show. Shit. Let me make sure. Let me make sure that it's working. Go to basic. All right, we're about to start the show. We're about to start the show now. I'm gonna tag you guys. You see it on Facebook. Okay, there you go. Live on Facebook. Bam! On Facebook Live. Let me go ahead and post. Dogs are barking. Go ahead and get the show going. Hit the introduction. Then we can kick this off and everything. Make sure that I got everything set. Do a quick email show. Email show for you guys. I owe y'all that much. So let me... make sure I post that joint live. Make it public. Shit. Refresh, reload the changes. Make the show live. Hold on. All right. We're live. All right. Let me do something. I'll be right back. Oh shit. Let me start the show.
What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential, are not doing all of the things that they would really like to do, is because of fear.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
And that's what I ask you. Where have you been? Where have you been up to this point? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Where have you been? And where are you going? What is it that you can get out of this session, out of this lecture? That when you leave here, rather than this just being a spectator event, that you've got some idea, some dream, that you might have to go back and brush it off and look at it again and say, I've got to do this. This is my stuff. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I showed up. Where are you going with your life? What decisions are you making right now as you look into the future?
How y'all guys doing, man? It's your boy, the Dean, www.themanmindset.com. Guys, I apologize for the delay. I was just on such a great show. I just kept it going, man. I appreciate it. But I'm here to talk to you for an hour. If y'all want to call in, y'all know the number is 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373. If you have a question, let me go and let my dog know that I'm on live, because I know he had a question for me. Let me scroll up. Okay, hey, you call in. I'm telling you, call in right now. Oh, wait, he is called. He already called in. Okay. Guys, I'm going to kind of talk a little, go over some things. Also going to talk about the Halloween thing. That's about to come up. And don't forget, we're going to have a show tomorrow.
But real quick, let me bring a call in, guys. Y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. Just want to say what's up to everybody. I'm the motherfucking D. All right, let's go ahead and bring the caller in, man. 559, I see you right there, big dog. Let me bring you in. Let me go ahead and bring you in, 559. 559, man. I'm sorry, dog. I apologize for the delay of the show, man. I've been dealing with all this shit, man. So what's going on, fam? What's your question, man? What you got, man?
I understand. You're a big man, Steve.
Nah, I'm a big man. Yeah.
Dad got hoes. Shit.
All right, Pops. All right, what you got, big dog? What's up with you, fam? What's up?
Yeah, just had a question.
Hey, take your time because I'm late. So take your time. You have the floor, man. Whatever you got. What's up, man?
All right. Yeah, I just got out of a two-year relationship. I ended it with my girl. She put her hands on me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she put her hands on me.
What happened to make her, I mean, I'm not trying to get too much into it because we're going to have to post this, but what happened to make her hit you? Was it something that you said or was it something that you did? What happened?
I told her, she needed to shave down there, you know.
Let me get this straight. You told your girl you wanted her to shave her coochie, and she hit you for that?
That's not the whole story.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening, man.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
She was expecting to, I guess, get it on that night. I'm a big wine drinker, and, you know, I had a couple of glasses of wine. She had her cousins over to visit, and I was tired. I had a long day. I took her kayaking, and I had an appointment with the personal trainer in the morning, and I was playing basketball, too. So I had a long day. I was tired, and I passed on. I went to bed, and I woke up with her punching me. She was punching me.
Now, was she punching your chest or your face? Where was she punching you at, sir?
In my hip as hard as she could, a couple of times.
So you can't stroke? I mean, what the fuck? So she was in. Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make funny of this. It's not funny, but I'm just saying, man. If she gonna punch you, man, she might have been punching. No, I'm just playing. So, when you felt her punching you on your hip, what did you do?
I was shocked. I was like, I can't believe she just did that. And she was talking, saying all kind of stuff, and she lost it. She like got all emotional and stuff, and got down on the bed and saying she's tired of me treating her like shit and stuff. I just think it was just a control thing. She just, you know, she lost control. She felt like she could have control and it got to her.
Well, just, a woman never, okay, understand this. A woman never has true control over somebody who controls himself. If you are in complete control of yourself, young man, understand that there is not much a woman can do to control you. She just hopes that you are able to control yourself, because there are times where you have a man that really goes after what he wants. Let me give you an example. If you're a guy and you have a woman and you see something else and you go for it, that is something you want to do. And there's nothing a woman can do to control what you do. But that's here nor there. Yeah. So what happened with you?
I wanted to get the fuck out of there ASAP, but I was really tired. I wanted to just get out there ASAP, but I was tired, and I ended up spending the night and woke up the next morning, and she was all apologizing.
Let me ask you a question. Whose place were you? Were you at her place or your place?
It's her place. I was at her place.
Okay, big deal.
That's what made it worse.
Okay. But this is what you have to understand. When you go to somebody else's house as a king, you're a king wherever you go. You don't just take your crown off in your castle and sit it down and then go about your way.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. This is a very important question I'm about to ask you. At any time in the early on in your relationship, did you ever tell her that you are a drama-free man at any time?
Yes, I did.
And what did you say to her if she ever disrespected you in the way she did? Did you ever tell her what the ramifications would be if she were to do something to you?
I told her that she would be gone.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
You woke up this morning and she wasn't gone, right? Right?
Nope. Yeah.
And what you have to, okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay. If I am in love with a woman, okay, and I cut for this woman,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
and I live by a certain standard, okay, no matter how much you love her, no matter how bad it's going to hurt, you have to love yourself that much more when somebody does something like that to you. And part of abuse is when somebody hits you and then tells you sorry later on. Now, part of the problem here is that you set a stipulation and a law, a rule, and a code that if you ever put your hands on me, we're done. Now, let me use myself as an example. Now, remember, I'm a victim of abuse myself, right? Right?
And yeah, I remember
and,
your story.
And, yeah, and okay, and so. I remember it like yesterday. Every time I hold a ketchup bottle, I just get flashbacks. But what did I? But wait. But what did I do? As soon as it happened, no matter how much I was into this woman, I cut it. And not only did I end it, because just like you, come on, man, you met me. I got the sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Please come back. To this day right now, if I wanted her back to this day, I could just find her on Facebook or wherever the fuck she's at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hey, you know what? Let's get back together. And she'll do it. Why? Because the way I set myself up and the way I try to get you guys to set yourself up as you are the prize. And for a lot of you guys, mm-hmm. you don't realize your value and your worth. And it is not just realizing it, big dog. It's being able to let them know that when you are with me, you're damn near with royalty. When you're with me, you are with a bona fide man, meaning that if we are together, then you are a representation of me, my last name, and my standards. Meaning that if you do anything that goes against the law, the rule, and the code of your last name, then you and I are over with. Does that make any sense?
It makes complete sense.
But okay, I know it makes sense, but this is the question that I wanna ask you. This is the question I wanna ask you then. If it makes sense, why aren't you living by it? If it makes sense.
I,
Wait. You love her, right? You care about her. Am I correct?
I do. No doubt about it. And I understand.
Hey, talk. Let me tell you something. Some of the hardest decisions that you're going to make as a man are going to deal with relationships. Sometimes, no matter how bad you want it to work and how bad you want her and how bad you know you're going to miss her, when you're going to miss her hugs, you're going to miss her kisses, you're going to miss waking up to her, you're going to miss the smell of her skin, and you're going to miss all that stuff. There are some times that you have to really, and this is where the Captain Kirk decisions come in at. Because what you have to do is you got to say, look, you did something that went against my code. And this isn't just an argument. This is much bigger. Mm-hmm. This is putting your hands. Do you know back in the day, if anybody even there's OK, let me give you an example. And I know they're fairly accurate with things that happened back with King Henry. Mm-hmm. There was a clip on the Tudors that I saw. I love the clip. Basically, somebody picked fruit. No, a vegetable. Excuse me, it wasn't fruit. Somebody had grabbed a vegetable from the king's farm or the king's land. To eat. Someone just grabbed something. I don't know what it was, a carrot or whatever, right? And because this individual grabbed it, they were going to cut his hand off because that was such disrespect to the king. Now, we're just talking about a fruit, okay? The king wasn't even around. The guy grabbed the fruit. But what was great about it, and again, this is a merciful king here. What's great about it is the guy, they were about to cut his hand off, and the guy said to the guy that was about to cut his hand off, he said, can you please cut my left hand off instead of my right hand? Can you ask the king to do that? And the guy was like, why? So I can still till for the king. The king heard it and pardoned him. Okay. It was a real smooth thing. He pardoned him and just walked the fuck off because that's how smooth he is. But what I'm saying is if that is what happens when you grab a vegetable, what the fuck you think would happen if somebody were to punch the king in his hip 5 or 6 times? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, see what you're saying.
What I'm saying to you is this. This is not an argument that you're having. This is somebody. Now, when she said sorry, did she tell you why she did it?
She said she got emotional and she couldn't control it. She got frustrated.
Okay. Now, this is very important to hear from you, okay? And I understand she getting frustrated, and women have gotten frustrated with my motherfucking ass, and They, you know, it's one of those frustrating, it's like, I want to, but I know I can't. I want to. I want to knock this motherfucker. I have pushed women to that brink myself. The question that you have to answer, and I can't answer it for you, okay? I can't. This is what the question I have to answer for you. Now, I always call, there's a time I call a merciful king, just like I explained with the guy with the carrot.
Yeah.
The thing that you need to do if you're going to grant mercy, because I know you care about her, and I don't want you to do something because I'm telling you. I need you to do it because you feel that you need to do it. What I'm saying to you is, the question you have to ask yourself is, can you live with the thing that she did to you? And if you can live with it, are you going to make that the last time? Because for me, now remember, for me, the first time was the last time for me, because I'm so adamant. Because my thing is this: when you're with a man like me, I'm all about fun and exciting and enjoying you and, you know, and doing the things that I like to do, right? I never want to set room up or give a reason why or give you a reason to put your hands on me because you're upset. You see what I'm saying? If you're upset and you're mad, then you know what? That's something that we can either discuss, but by no means you don't have a right to even put hands on. Matter of fact, I'm so fucking egotistical, you really can't even raise your voice. I take this shit extremely. You can't even raise your voice at me. Why? Because the way we're talking right now, basically the same way I'll talk to anybody. Again, the king never has to raise his voice. I can cut your ass off by saying we're done. We're over. We're through. Yeah. Goodbye. Get out. You know, I can do that without raising my voice. Now, what you got to ask yourself is, can you deal with it and be fine with it? Because if you can do it, that's fine. That's who you are, and I'm not here to judge who you are. I'm just saying that this is part of the powwow that you need to have with her to let her know that this can never, ever happen again. Ever. Ever. Hey, look, I don't care how frustrated, you can't ever do this again. And I mean, sit her down, look her dead in her eyes, and I mean ever. Look, if you do, don't ever come back. Don't contact me. We're done. Now, again, because for a lot of you young men, it's hard because I know how it is when you care about someone, okay? And I know that sometimes, you know, the pain of losing somebody that you really care about, man, it just tugs on your heart. You can't eat. Sometimes you always think about them. It's hard to watch your favorite shows because you know you used to watch them with them. You know, it's just hard to manage and go through that. So I understand what you're going through. The question is that if you can let it slide, definitely let it slide, because I don't want you to – listen, I don't want you to – because you're not strong enough. And what I mean strong enough, you're strong enough. But if we're looking at a grid of 100, maybe you're at 70, maybe you're at 80%, and that's not enough to let somebody go without feeling the blunt and the pain and the missing that comes behind it. You know what I mean? And that's not a bad thing. It's just that you're learning. So if this – and again, this is just punching you on your – and again, this is why I kind of slide it anyway. It's not like she smacked the shit out you in the face. It's not like she punched you and twisted.
Yeah, correct.
It's not like she punched you in your chest or bit you or, you know, kneed you in. She was just hitting you on your hip. Okay. Look. That can be excusable, man. Okay. But we got to talk about this. You know, look. If you're going to hit me, you know, I don't know how kinky you are. Maybe she smack your ass when y'all fucking, when you just raw dogging her. She's like, yeah, get that shit. You know what I mean? Whatever. But what I'm saying to you is this. Don't cut it off, okay? It was something minor. It was a hip. It wasn't your face or anything. But this cannot be tolerated again. Now, look. This is where you going to – this is now, again, you know I got to keep shit real.
Yeah.
This is where you got to apologize, okay, because here's a few things you got to understand. Number one, you don't tell a woman to shave her. you don't tell a woman to shave her pussy the way you did it. There is a simple way. Listen. There is a simple way to go around that, and maybe you can kind of like, you know what? You know what would be real sexy? I like to see how you look shaved or something. You see what I'm saying? But don't just tell a motherfucker, I need you to shave. No. Tell her, you know, you got to work with her on that, okay? That's one thing you got to work with. Now, the next thing you got to work on is you, and she's mad because you ain't giving no dick. I mean, come on, man. You got to get that ass whenever you can, because remember, if you don't, someone else will. But wait. Before I go, I do want to make, guys, I want to call him real quick, but I forgot. I got to make some announcements real quick. Hold on, 559. Got to make a few announcements. And I got to tell you on Wednesday. All right. Just want to let everybody know, I'm about to release the Halloween costume on the website. Now, for the Man Mindset members, I am going to release a 40-minute brand new, never heard before, some smoke, a Halloween trick-or-treating game that's going to set you up before you go even go out that later on that night when you handing out candy to the kids. I'm going to show you how you can pull the women that are walking with the kids in the membership, number one. And number two, anybody who has the texting toolkit, I told you in September I was going to release some dirty texting and stuff. I have that ready to go, and that will be released also tomorrow. So we're going to hit y'all with a few things tomorrow. I just want to give y'all an update on that. And don't forget, we will have another webinar on Saturday. Now, I had to get that out of the way. Now, back to you, 559. Now, let me ask you, how are you feeling about this? Are you going to let her back in, or what is your thought process on this, man?
My thought process is along with what you were thinking. You know, first off, that never happened to me before.
No, ain't that shit a shocker?
Yeah, I was shocking. I was like, what the? You know, I didn't even know.
Right.
I didn't even know how to take it. And then after the shock wore off, you know, initially, you know, I was feeling like, man, I was going to end it, you know, and I did. I told her, you know, we're done. And I went to Vegas, and she kept messaging me and stuff like that. And then she started putting stuff up on social media, so I had to delete her because she was starting posting stuff.
Wait. But here's the problem, because you never talk to her. You can't, listen, okay? Always remember, the reason why you need sheep herders and the reason why you need shepherds and sheep dogs is because if the sheep get out of the gate, they're going to go wherever the fuck they want to go because they don't have any guidance. Now, before she did all that stuff she posted, you never shepherd her into sitting down and explaining to her why she shouldn't do what she was doing. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I got what you're saying. Believe me, Steve, I did. I did actually that next morning I did before I left, because,
you laid it into her. So what was she posting on Facebook? Was she like, fuck you, or was she like, I'm sorry? Or was she like, my life is miserable now? What did she say?
Well, I didn't end it right away. I was, you know, I had a power with her that next morning, and I told her, you know, that's not what I expect, and never let that happen again. And, you know, if I had done it, if it was the other way, you know, I would expect the same thing from her. And I had to go play some, you know, I'm very active, so I had to go play some softball. And then I issued a punishment. My punishment was, she wanted me to go see her family in L.A. She wanted me to go with her to see her family in L.A. So I said, no, I'm not going. You know, because of that, I'm not going with you to see your family in L.A. So that was on the Labor Day weekend. So it so happened that I my best friend had a little going on in Vegas. So he was like, hey, you wanna tag along? My wife's about to, you know, be having the weekend, so we're about to get out and ran a 3-bedroom and just go to Vegas for the weekend. So I decided to go along, and
yes,
I hit her up and let her know what was the deal. And then she started to nag me. It was like, why don't plan stuff for her all the time and this and that. But the thing is, we both lead, you know, busy lives. And I explained to her that as soon as we're done, as soon as we both graduate college, you know, we'll make more plans and do stuff like that, you know. And she knew that. So that's what really, you know, that was the last straw for me right then, you know. I was like,
okay, but let me ask you, what is it that you want from her? Let's just go there. I mean, is there something that you want from her?
I just want her to, it's difficult because, you know, females are going to be females, but, you know, just like you said, it's about me and
yes.
I'm the king, so, you know, but females are going to be females. I just want her to put her feelings aside and
yes.
understand that it's going to be my way. And after that, you know, I decided, you know, I said that we can date. I don't want to be with her in a relationship. We can date and see other people.
I understand what you're saying, dog. Let me tell you why that's not a good idea for you. For you, okay? I understand. Remember I told you you were like at 80 or 70? You know, you don't have enough XP to be like 90 or 100?
Yeah.
All right, let me explain to where you at, because I know someone who is just like this.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is absolutely right. I agree with you,
mm-hmm.
but the problem is this, is that knowing that she is going to be with someone else is going to fuck you up, man. And that's the truth. You're not ready for her to be with somebody else. You don't even want to think. I know what you're saying right now. I know what you, but again, You got to be able to stand on it. And again, I don't think you're ready to stand on it. So I don't want you to say something that you're not going to be able to take back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to, because listen, I can hear your voice, dog. And like I say, I'm not an asshole all the time. I know you care about this
yeah.
woman. I know she means a lot
yeah.
to you. You cut for her. Hey, you want to tell me you love her? Man, we know you love her. But.
Okay.
Like I told you, dog, she just hit, it was a hip. It wasn't a face. It wasn't a chest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hip. So with that being said, I don't want you to do or say anything that's going to hurt you even more, because I don't think you understand the significance of even thinking about the one that you love is the one that you really love, and the one that really loves you, you're pushing her to somebody else. You don't want to do that. You don't want to push her to someone else, because knowing that she has somebody else or being with someone, oh man, you're not ready for that, because right now you're just angry, you're mad, and you're upset. Now, again, I know you're like, well, damn, Steve, usually tell us to cut. No. This is a different scenario, because remember, it's a hip. It's like a hip, a leg. You know, it wasn't your face. Now, wait, mm-hmm. now let me ask you a question. Was it like little, like
yeah.
girly, like,
No, it wasn't. Like, we play around all the time. I'm a playful guy, you know. I'm goofy sometimes, you know. And we play around all the time, you know. She smacked me playfully all the time sometimes, you know. I play around.
Wait,
I know
wait,
the
difference. She be like 5'5", 9. I'm playing with you. That's how she do it.
And she really hit me. Yeah, I definitely know the difference. It was a big difference. Yeah.
Now, was it a punch or a slap?
It was a punch. It was a couple, actually.
So was it like, are we talking like Rocky versus Mr. T type, like, I'm going to get you, sucker. Like, was it like that, or was it just like a dainty woman, like,
That was a rocky one.
Oh, she did it right.
Not bad.
I'm going to bust you up. Boom, right in your jaw. Oh, man. Wait. Now, but okay. I'm not justifying her hitting you in your hip. But come on, man. You can't tell a woman to shave her coochie like the way you did, man. It's like you're probably like, you think you shave that shit down there? I mean, how did you even ask her?
I'm a straightforward person. I think I need to work on stuff like that. But yeah, I just pretty much said, I don't remember exactly how I said it. But I was like, man, it's getting kind of bushy down there. You know, need to shave it off a little bit. You know, yeah, it's a whole wax thing too. So I think that's what made it worse. Cause she ran and she told me about it too. She did the whole wax thing and waxed it off and everything. So I guess she was hoping for something special.
Wait, you just told her it wasn't special?
No. She told me she was gonna get waxed off. So she got the whole she got waxed completely, everything off.
Yeah.
It just so happened she had her cousins over and she was entertaining them, and I had some wine, and I went to bed. I got tired.
But you got tired. Okay. So where's the, okay. And guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. I'm only going to do another 20 minutes. So if y'all want to come in, y'all can and chop it up. I'm kind of late, but we're going to do a longer show tomorrow to make it up to you. But do you have a question though around all this, or did I answer your question?
My question was, because I was thinking along the same lines, because obviously she said no, she said she didn't do it. I said, maybe we should see other people and stuff like that. And she said no, she couldn't do it because,
I know that shit, man. See, say, hey, you care. And that's what I'm saying. Look, I know you care. So I'm saying don't say anything that you will regret as far as her seeing other people. Because if she sees someone else, that's going to crush you. And again, I told you, it's just a hip, man. It's a hip. But you can't be doing that shit. You can't do that. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's what that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you can't do that at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. What I'm saying to you is this, is that you got to make sure, look, I know you love her. I know you care about her. Just please, this is where you get one. This is good for you because this is what we call the merciful king. This is coming in perfectly for you. Give her mercy. Give her mercy this time. Mm-hmm. But you listen, the only time you hit me is if we play fighting or fuck it. If you're mad at me, if you're mad, I'll even buy you hit me with a pillow. You can even hit me with a pillow. But don't put your hands on me like I'm some fucking child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that way, look. I want you to save face. I want you back with your girl because I know you want to get back. And listen, look, dog. Some of you guys, know, I know you like, damn, I'm gonna tell Steve and damn, Steve gonna be getting in my ass and you gonna tell me to let her go. No, not all the time. Not all the time because in this scenario, you got what I call a get out of jail card. Yeah, that's where I got that Merciful King rule. You got one rule to use. Yeah. And again, this isn't you know what? Matter of fact, keep your Merciful King card, okay? Because this is not this isn't that big of an issue where you have to even pull the card out.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying to you that this is a this is a we just need to talk and you can't do that no more. Because it's not big enough to use that card, because I don't want you to waste the card, you know what I mean? Remember, because the Captain Kirk decision, remember the Captain Kirk decision. This is what the card is based off of, the Captain Kirk decision. And the Captain Kirk decision is basically this. Either you're going to leave Yeoman Henson down on the planet to save the Enterprise, or you're going to bring Yeoman Henson, try to bring him back up and lose the whole thing. And I don't want you losing your ship. So in this case, this is something light. But listen, look. Let me show you what to do, dog. Let me get smooth for a second. Let me show you what to do, dog. Go ahead and set up a nice dinner with her at the crib. Go ahead and get the candles and all that other stuff. Get the jazz music playing. Where is it at? Do I have it with me? Where the fuck is it at? Here it is. See that? If you're watching live, see that? The speaker. You always got. Hey, get that Bluetooth speaker from. The speaker from Best Buy. Yeah. Look. Tell your girl you love her, man, because I know you do. And let her know that, I just going to fucking kill me. But you got to apologize for it. See, God, is it just me? Like, Jesus, it's like I'm agreeing with women today. Fuck. But today, and only today, I know, man, this shit might be a trivia question. But what you need to do is, wait a second. Got a question, Mazin. Okay. Hold on. Okay, but what I'm saying to you is you got to be smooth about it. Look, there were some things that happened. You know, things that I said, but not only that, not only about the shaving of her coochie, you got to own that, but you got to take that back as far as her meeting other people. Cause you love her. So you can, it's okay to tell your girl you love her if you love her, you know, because you cut for her.
Yeah.
She ain't no booty call. That's your girl. So you know what? I do love you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see you with anybody else. I was mad. I was frustrated with you because of what you did. But to be honest with you, you know, I do care about you and I don't want you with anybody else. I mean, again, you listen, the thing about being a man is knowing when to bring your warrior out. And when you bring your warrior out, sometimes you might need a machete. Sometimes you might need an arrow. And sometimes you just might need your hand to smack the shit out of the motherfuckers, right? Or sometimes nothing at all. So it just has to be a time and a place. And for right now, for the punishment doesn't necessarily fit the crime here, if that makes any sense.
Got it. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah,
makes
so what's your take
on that? That shit ain't never happened to me, man. That shit don't happen to me. I don't allow that at all.
What I'm saying to you, big dog, is just to relax on that. I mean, again, I don't want you to waste it. And like I say, it's the situation with the Merciful King. This is a situation where she grabbed the crops. It's not a big offense, but it's enough to make you talk to her. But not too much. It's just a hip, dog. I mean, shit. I mean, you ain't playing football, nothing like that. It's just a hip. So, but again. Which you can't, man, you got to watch what you say to women, man. You can't say shit like, you know, you're going to lose them pounds. Or you're going to, when you going to cut that hairy pussy. You just can't say that stuff. You know what I mean? There's a way to say it. And if you don't know how to say it, get with your Uncle Dean here. Be like, hey, man, my girl's, you know, all hairy. How can I tell her to shave without making her feel stupid or pissing her off? Come on, man. We got you, right? So no. Hey, look, I know you're breathing a sign of relief right now. You're like, whew, man, I thought that Steve was gonna make me break up with her. See, surprise, motherfucker. No.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is go ahead and text her right now. Tell her that we need to talk. We need to talk. And let her know, either, you know, come see me or I'll come over there. And you sit her down. You know, you hug her, you kiss her, you tell her you love her, but we need to talk. And just say, look, there were some things that I said that I didn't mean. There were some things I said that probably hurt your feelings. And these were probably some of the things that escalated you to do what you did. But with that being said, we can't do this anymore. You can't put your hands on me the way you did. Now, again, this is just a hip. Everybody listen. I just want to let everybody listen who knows. This is just a fucking hip. She didn't fucking smack him in the face or stab him or throw anything. She hit him in his hip. So what I'm saying, what I want you to do is just talk to her, because again, I know you care about her, and I'd rather you kind of work through this, because this isn't a major offense. It is one on you, but it's just your hip. So, and I don't want you, because I can hear the love that you have for her, but we still need to keep working on you for the love you have for yourself. So you don't sit around and because I know how hard it, I mean, how long have you been apart from her? How many days or hours has it been?
It's been 2 weeks now.
Shit feels like years, doesn't it? Shit feels like years, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and check. When's the last time you talked to her?
I talked to her today.
Okay, well, now what did she say to you? What was your conversation like today?
Pretty much on those lines, about getting together and talking.
Okay, well, what I want you to do is text her and say we need to talk. We need to talk about this, because it's the elephant in the room, and you the only way you're going to get past it is talking. And this is part of being a man and a king. You got to be able, you got to know what battles to fight and what battles not to submit on, because you're not submitting, because I think you talked about your law and you're drama free, but I don't think you hammered that shit home enough to make her realize she's going to lose you if she does that. And this is what this conversation needs to be about, is that you need to let her know you love her. You need to let her know, you know, I care about you. You know, I did say some things that were disrespectful to you, and I'm sorry, own it. And also, me telling you to go see somebody else, I didn't really mean that at all, because I was angry. I was mad. Look, because then that's when you roll into your justification, because, you know, I don't do this. You know, nobody, you know, the last time I got hit was probably when I fucked up at his home with my mom or my dad, or, you know, I don't do this. But with that being said, you know, I'm all for talking it out. Let's talk. And hopefully we can come to a resolution. And if you come to a resolution, you beat the brakes off that monkey meat, dog. You show her what them hip. You show her what your hips are for. Now, again, the next time you get it, it's not about slow love and, yeah, girl, yeah, let me take my time. No, this is like, you know, you just take it. Just like flip the table and throw her ass on the table and lift it. I mean, again, with her permission, of course, don't take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you hit and say, you see what you did to this hip? You see what you did to this hip right here? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just pop, 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 pop. See what you did to, and that's how you handle it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So what I want you to do. Because I only got 7 minutes left in this. What I want you to do is I want you to call tomorrow, okay? Let me know how it went, okay? Because if you talk to her, man, I'm sure she's up right now. So go ahead and give her a call. Talk to her. See if you can go by there and see her. And if you're getting it, man, just be like, you stop and you look at me and say, Steve, I'm going to show her about this fucking hip. I got this shit. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? So, all right. So there you go, man. See, you thought I was going to tell you. You thought I'd tell you go ahead and drop her. See? It's not that situation, especially for a hip. It's only a hip, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, man. I know it's a pray, but that's what you got to push when you talk to her tonight. So look, go ahead. Yeah. I'm on for 7 minutes. I'm on for 7 minutes. Go ahead and text her now and see what she say. Tell her that you want to come see her right now. You want to talk to her. See if she's down right now, okay? Text her right now because I got to talk real quick about the stuff that I wanted to talk about. But text her right now, and then after my 6 minutes are over, if you haven't got a response, let me know tomorrow about what happened. We're going to do the show at the regular time. So just want to let you know. So go ahead and hit her up right there. And guys, I got 6 minutes to go, guys. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. Press 1. If not, don't forget we have a show tomorrow. I did a YouTube on the present, the past, and the future. So, damn, is that her replying back to you that fast?
No.
Oh, okay. Oops. Hey. Oops. Hey, man, tell that other chick to wait. Shit. Tell her that you got to talk to your real girl right now. I'm gonna get with you. I'm just fucking with you, but send her that thing. But I do want to let the guys know, if you have the texting toolkit, the dirty talk text that I promised you in September will be released tomorrow. Also, for you guys, if you have the man mindset, if you're a member, I have a 41 video that I've already recorded and I'm going to upload for you guys, because we're about to get into the Halloween stuff. Because I always tell you, I want to do it in September, so you have no excuse for October, because there's a lot of steps to it. We're going to release that. We're going to release that for the membership. Also, my Man Mindset members, I'm going to also release a few more PDF files for you. And I'm going to do the webinar Saturday. So remember, every month is just a minimum of 4 hours. So like I tell you, I want to give you more. And I hope you guys, I gave you guys a lot of erotic poetry on the membership. I just want to let you know, I'm starting to work on my new CD. So I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to send that shit to y'all and let y'all do whatever you want with it. With any woman you want to use it with. So take my words, use my words, practice my words, whatever. But trust me, I'm going to work on some stuff for you guys. I just want to let you guys know in the membership. So, but if you guys have any questions about the membership, or you want to know any more about it, hit us up, let us know, or go to themanmindset.com. Click on the membership. The membership is only $77. You get a minimum of 4 hours. I'm telling you guys, don't sleep on this, because not only do you get that, you get discounts as well on products and stuff like that. So I got 4 minutes to go. So interrupt me 559 if she replies back. Okay.
Okay. She said what? I have read receipts, so it shows that she read it, but she has school and stuff and she gets up pretty late. I have full time school and work.
All right, so maybe y'all can set it up tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Now, look, real quick. Hey, tomorrow, go ahead and jerk off. Get that nut out the way.
Get that
nut out the way, right? Get the dentine ice. Get the cologne. Hey, did you get the Allure cologne that I told you? You haven't got the Allure, have you? Damn,
yeah,
get that Allure.
I got
it. Oh, you like how you like the Allure? You like it?
I like to get a lot of compliments from ladies.
I know that Allure is the – I tell you that Allure is the shit, man. I'm telling you. I love my Allure cologne. Yeah. So, get the Allure together. Get your dentine ice. Get that nut out the way. And then when you go see her, you show her – you show her why she shouldn't be hitting you on your hip.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah.
All right. But no, I'm proud of you. And again, I really do appreciate you looking for help. Again, I hope you wasn't worried for me telling you to leave her alone, because if it was worse, I would have told you to. But this is minor. This is not big enough to even use your Merciful King card. This is just something to go ahead and pardon her fucking mistake, but also let her know, don't do this shit again. It's just a hip.
Yeah.
It's a hip. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. lucky for her is a hip. Because if it was a fucking face, yeah. then I'd be like, man, F that. Blah, 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 you know what I mean? But no, it was just,
yeah.
it was just a hip. So, all right. All right, man. All right. So, all right. Anybody got any questions? Press one. We got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. Don't forget, we're going to do a long show tomorrow. I'm going to make it up to you tomorrow. We'll do probably try to get you 4, maybe 5 hours in to make it up or something. We'll do a long show. I'll try to do a long show. But other than that, guys, if y'all have any questions, y'all can always go to themanmindset.com. That's what we're here for, to help you guys get better. And also, hope I was able to help you out, big dog, with your problem. Was
yeah,
I able to help
most definitely. Most definitely. It was you helped. Also, another thing that I know that I need to work on, I need to, you know, keep sharpening my sword. I can't just
Yay, there you go. Good. Yeah. That's a great start in the right direction once you realize you got to sharpen your sword. So absolutely work and sharpen your sword and do what you can. But again, we don't put a gun to your head. Once you're ready, the more you need to learn, the more you grow. The more you grow, the more respect you'll get. That's just how it is, man, okay?
Yeah.
All right, man. We're going to wrap this shit up, man. Thank you so much. And please call me tomorrow. Let me know how it went, okay? Because we're really concerned, okay? And we want to know, okay?
All right.
Now, tomorrow we're going to be talking about this motherfucking chick that went on 80 dates with a bunch of guys and didn't give up one piece of ass. She went on 80 dates and got fed and didn't give up no ass. I mean, what the fuck, right? Okay. All right. Anyway, guys, www.themanmindset.com. Thank you all for bearing with me. We are going to do a show tomorrow. Don't forget, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions, hit me up. But tomorrow, again, if you have the Texan Toolkit, look for that. We're going to drop that app, the Man Mindset members. We're going to drop the dating joint with you guys as well. So we're going to do all that tomorrow, man. Got my word. It's already ready to go. We're going to drop it tomorrow. So my Texan Toolkit, guys, it'll be under text messaging. It'll be a new app, a new button that you hit that will be dating Texas. And it's about 30 minutes. It's got, fuck, let me count how many tracks it's got. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So it's got 16 tracks to it, okay? 16 tracks to it, and that's going to be in the dating section. And again, guys, this is what you can use as a texting or phone, okay? So that's what the texting toolkit is about. Anyway, and for everybody who's been bugging me, it's so hard to do. I might just release the texting toolkit in the store. If you want to buy it, because remember, y'all had a chance to get it when you had the birthday month. But if you're a member, it is open to you at the discounted rate that it was during the birthday time. So anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and run and everything like that. Y'all have a very good night, man. Much love to you guys. Thank you for bearing with me. I will see you motherfuckers tomorrow. Holler at you later. Peace.
Yeah, it is too much.
Too much.
What time did we tell you on the weekend, sweetie? What time?
Yeah, you said 12. It's 11:30.
Oh, so you'll make it by 12?
Yeah, but can you stay awake? Because I don't want your dog to eat
me. Man, bring your ass home and hurry up.
Okay, but can you stay awake?
Yes.
And you need to take a long look at your life and be like, all right, do I got a lot to lose? If I do have a lot to lose, then you might want to let this one slide. If you don't have a lot to lose, then go get your motherfucking money.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my motherfucking money.
There you go.
All right, there you go. By the way, fuck you, Sean.
Damn, even dudes are going to get robbed by their weed.
No.
And so now, skip ahead. He's with you, bitch.
Shannon.
He's with
Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
You have control over the whole situation. This is like, yeah, you have control over everything.
But I don't want to send him this. This is the thing. I'm one of those people, like, if you send a dude to jail, right, the system set up.
Why are you letting lames nut in you, is my question. You let a motherfucking no job having motherfucking until you overcome a gang of times. And now you gotta keep, and you're like, you're wondering why where it went astray. I tell you what, you lost as soon as you let him in your house. That's when you lost. You're mad at him. Look at yourself in the mirror, because you let that motherfucking loser come in. You decided to make a fucking baby with a loser. I know, dude. Like, don't beat yourself up over it. Holler at him. Fucking try to make it work, but do not get too emotionally fucking mad about this shit. Like, just handle your shit. Or don't have the baby. Or is it too late now? You got a baby now?
No, she's like all the way 17 months old.
Oh, look, man, maybe something positive will come out. Maybe the baby will be real smart. He was smart enough to fucking juice you for a year.
Well, that's true. But my thing is, would you know, like, the child support people are like, well, if we do this, we're going to put him in jail. And I'm like, well, what good is that going to do anybody? Like, if he goes to jail, he can't do it. But I guess he's not doing shit now.
Look, man, I guess, I don't know, man. You know. Ultimately, what do you want for your daughter? It sounds to me like he's not going to get a job. Like, it sounds to me like this is... Realistically, let's just, all right, so he's not getting a job, right? What?
Right, this must be a rapper. Of course.
Oh, you let a fucking you let a SoundCloud rapper. What's a SoundCloud? What's this rapper name? What's this rapper name?
I actually see the producer. Yeah, he's awesome. Just fucking awesome. And so the thing is, you know, I knew better. I was just, you know, dumb.
He can't
curse just working.
Look, man, I wouldn't put him in jail because ultimately you're going to fucking, you know, your kid's going to need some type of father around, you know, even just to be able to see what her dad looks like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
fucked up when you really think about it. I mean, I can't really,
you know what you can expect from this motherfucker. This, you're thinking about right and wrong. This is not about right and wrong. You got to get that past. I need you to think pragmatically. And this isn't about what's right and what's wrong. This is about what you can expect from a motherfucker. If you were talking about right and wrong, you was dead wrong for fucking with this dude in the first place.
Right. True.
That was you, man. You fucked with that lame. You saw he ain't had no job. You saw he didn't have. You said his beats weren't fire. This ain't just plays coming in you. This is fucking just dirt.
This
third,
right.
This
nothing
with it. Yeah, but like, yeah, I was like, now's not the time for anger.
Alright.
Neighborhood, are the dogs put up?
Yeah, well, don't worry about the dogs. Get in there, man. You fucking up. Your time. Come on.
I know. I'm pulling in.
All right. Who's that guy? Where you in?
Oh, Solo CD84.
Oh, that bitch motherfucker. I was talking shit.
No, dude, he wasn't even talking. He was like, nah, shot bullets. He was like, nah, man. I don't know why Steve mad at me. Man, Steve has a shit.
So how we do today?
Do you know he brought his wife into the chat today? I didn't want to say that to Steve. That nigga working for Buffalo. His wife was in the chat watching too. Comment. She wasn't talking shit or nothing. That nigga went and brought his wife into the chat. And the 510 number, that was actually him. He was like, man, I don't know if I should talk to Steve. You gonna fuck around and call my job and shit.
Yeah, but you know why I did it, though. You know, man.
Hey, man, how you live?
Hey, dog, you know how you despise angry man? I hate those Metals, dog. I hate them fuckers, dog. I hate them motherfuckers, dog.
I know, dude. That's what I was supposed to do. That video, I'm telling you right now, that video is getting a lot of fucking views.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying, man? What, man? That shit, man. I hate because they are fucking. I just can't stand them motherfuckers, dog.
Dude, yeah. I was on Angry Man stream. Bro, his stream suffering right now.
Yeah. But no, my whole thing with the BG ISMR guy is that, like, here's my thing. Whatever the fuck his name is. What I'm saying is. If I was doing a show, and someone called on my show, started talking shit about you, O'Shea, and I didn't know anything about you, I'm not going to allow someone to talk about you like that without them being there. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear no shit.
No, he don't. He'll let him say a few things. Shit, but hold on. Okay. He's kind of like that. So he don't be letting niggas dog you out.
Yeah, but I'm just...
He'll be talking shit in the chat. I'm talking in the chat, actual chat room.
Yeah, that motherfucker...
He'll be commenting in the chat.
Yeah, that motherfucker brought his wife on to know who the fuck I am. She need to know.
Yo, man, I can't believe you that nigga did that shit.
Hey, your boy, hey, you think you a bad motherfucker? I'm a bad motherfucker too, dog. You know I don't play that shit.
You crazy, dude. I'm like, man, I can see myself doing that shit to a motherfucker but it's a motherfucker I don't know. And this is not funny, dude. I feel bad for dude, man, because, like, the nigga, like, I like the dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, and it kind of put me out of the best way to do some Patreon of mine and shit.
I'll cover his Patreon expenses, nigga. I'm just saying.
No, it ain't even that, but I just wanted the dude to come on, and I've been trying. He's a cool dude, but he just likes talking shit or whatever.
Well, but you don't talk, but you know what? You talk shit, but don't bring my wife in this shit. My wife ain't do nothing to you, because I don't even know you like that. But you won't bring my wife in this shit? Then we got to play then. You know what I mean? You can say anything you want about me, but you bring other members in, let's play. Because I would, hey, lucky I didn't call the vice principal or the principal and shit. You think I'm playing, Nick? Hey, look, wait. You know what? Oh, shit. Oh, really? I let it go today. I let it go until somebody told me he made a video about me. I said, well, fuck, okay. All right, cool. Cool.
Hey, that nigga Solo TV84 said there's this one nigga that you really hate, though, like Law Talk Radio. It wasn't Tariq Nasheed. It was like Grand Player Supreme or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Player Supreme. None. He just he does. He was my Obsidian.
Oh.
He was just following me. Like, he does what Obsidian does to Alan. That's all he was. That's all.
So was there ever any real money on Blog Talk Radio back in the day?
No, but there's money now.
Oh.
Because of advertising.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, depending on your clicks, yeah.
Like, how much can you make a month?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't, I'm lazy with it, and I'll be honest with you. So me being lazy, I make about 100, 150, just being lazy, because I don't tag my, when I do a show, I'm supposed to go in and tag with commercials. I just don't do it because I'm lazy, so.
Oh, so if you tag any commercials more, it would be better?
Oh, yeah. That's sponsorship, baby.
How much do you think you can make if you was actually not being lazy?
Nah, I don't know. I just got to not be lazy and find out. I couldn't tell you that one, fam. What, man? Yeah. What, man? Hey, dog.
Is Al Roger Curry making a lot of money? Still about the radio?
Not that I know of. I don't know. I don't ask him his personal stuff because, you know, he kind of fidgety.
But do you get for a Blog Talk Radio, is it like, can you get good followers from there?
Yeah. Because remember, I got followers on Blog Talk, followers on Facebook. You know, I mean, it just comes in different things. Like, those that miss the show can catch it later on, and you know, it's iTunes and all other shit. So, hey, how'd you like the rap and shit? I was saying, how'd you like the rap? Did you there? Oh, kill him with the rap? Yeah, kill him with the rap, huh?
Hold on a second. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you killed him, dude. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, told you I had something special for you.
Hey, dude. What the fuck was Angry Man thinking about? Thinking about, you notice he don't do the show when the Brother Peel is doing. You notice that right now, right?
No, I don't know. I told you I rarely go on his stuff. I only went on like three times, maybe, at total, ever.
So I've been noticing this dude, he will go on in the morning, and he's taking the late night shows now. He ain't going on no prime time no more, because I already told this bitch ass, I said, if you come on prime time, that's when the pill is coming on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had almost 350 some people watching today.
Hey, that was hot, wasn't it, huh, brother?
On the backup channel. Yeah, you know, I like to order omelet. Just an omelet and juice. Yeah, man. It was a hot show, dude.
Yeah, we did good, huh?
Oh man, dude. I think the thing with you is because you're so disrespectful, dude. Frustrating them,
but
them fans be hating. Oh my God,
did
he join?
Hey, but they hate me. They still watch though. I'd rather be hated than fucking loved, nigga. Fuck me.
I can tell that for sure. You know that about that. Your ass is crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy, man. Dude, you know me, dog. I just can't lie. I gotta be real, man. I just hate bitches, man. Man, that motherfucker would look like he was in the bottom of his basement talking that shit.
He really was fucking with you, though. He was like, man, Steve, I love your shit, man. Yeah, but you're still a bitch. I was like,
I don't give me shit. Hey, don't give me shit. Don't bring them over. I don't want their money because I don't want them niggas on my shit. I don't want them giving me a dime. Fuck that. What?
Man, this nigga Solo TV84, he said, man, that was one of the best streams he ever seen, man.
Dude, look. My biggest thing, I told you, my biggest bitch is how they doing these young men, dog. I just hate how they doing. These motherfuckers are confused. These young men are confused, man. Because, look, O'Shea, you know they want to fuck, dog. You can't tell me they don't want pussy. You just can't. You can't tell me. That, I mean, all this ass out here, you can't tell me they ain't trying to fuck, dog. You know they trying to. They just don't know how, and they're frustrated. That's the problem.
Yeah. He was telling me, like, he still gets pussy, but I'm thinking to myself, like, I mean, that might be true, but.
Dude, come on. You know motherfuckers get ass, dog. Come on, man. You know how we talk. Come on, man.
Yeah,